How do you Google better?
For starters, ignore all the gimmicks. And if you've got a website, you're already getting spammed by guys who will guarantee that your search rankings will improve for $29. Guess what? They won't. You cannot fool Google, but I will give you a couple of tricks that will help you Google, and I walk the walk, because if you Google talk radio consultant, which is what I do for a living, I will be the top result. And that happens for two reasons. My website, unlike a lot of talk radio consultants, actually has some stuff on it. It's not just a brochure about me. I'm publishing there.
Yeah.
And the way that Google identifies relevance is they send the spiders out. You know, they're constantly crawling around the internet, and I'm giving them spider food. I'm writing a lot about the craft. So the best way to Google well is to have a lot of good content and to use the words as early as possible in your content that people you want to search for you would be likely to type into the search box. If you are about pediatric anesthesia, bonsai trees, stuff like that is what people Google, and you want to use keywords like that early and often. But don't try to trick out Google by stuffing keywords. And if you know what link farms is, you know, creating phony links to your website, they'll catch on to you. But here is a Google gimmick that works, and it's the other reason why I always show up first when you Google talk radio consultant. My website is hollandcook.com, and it's my name, one big long word, and it's often misspelled Cook without an E, so I registered both ways, and if you go Holland Cook without the E, it'll redirect there. You know, you get there anyway. And I've also registered talk radio consultant, onebigword.com, but this alone is worth listening tonight, folks. Here it is. Hyphens. I have also registered talk-radio-consultant.com. And Google loves hyphens because the robots can see the words better.
How funny.
They separate the words with hyphens. And if GoDaddy and the rest of them are selling these domain names for a couple of bucks, isn't it a false economy?
Oh boy.
Not to have about six or seven different ways to point to your website.
Great, great stuff. And Holland Cook, again, you can learn all about the stuff he's been talking about at survivalspeech.com. Holland, always a pleasure to have you on, sir.